This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, the Fellowship's Yonit Rothschild offers us a glimpse into her life and experiences in the Holy Land.
One of the things that makes Israel unique is the exceptionally caring atmosphere. When people are extraordinarily kind, we call it an Only in Israel moment. Here is one of mine. Every Friday, I cook for the Sabbath. No cooking is allowed on the Sabbath, so everything must be finished by sundown. One Friday, my husband and I had errands to complete in Jerusalem, and he suggested that we buy takeout for that Sabbath. However, things took longer than expected, and while I worried that the stores would close, my husband assured me that we had time. When we finally did make it to a store, there wasn't much food left, and what there was looked totally unappetizing. I had four children waiting for me at home, and the thought of walking in with no food for the Sabbath made me extremely upset. My husband could see the strain on my face, and the store owner could see the panic on my husband's face. So he did something extraordinary. He told us about his competitor, another takeout store not far away. Seeing that we were new and unfamiliar with the streets of Jerusalem, he took his kindness a step further. He closed up his shop and drove us to his competition. It was more important to him that we had food for the Sabbath than that he had our business. This unusual kindness is not so unusual in Israel, and that's part of what makes living here so special. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yonit Rothschild.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.